Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Netflix came out yesterday. They are greenlighting the Happy Gilmore 2, which a lot of people sent their regards to us. We thank you very much. We had the man who played Shooter McGavin on our show.
Break the news.
Yes, Chris McDonald. You can still find that in the archives, 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app, because it was a fantastic interview and we loved having him on. Second thing is, though, about Netflix, did you see that they are carrying both Christmas Day games? And that's it.
So I Netflix. No, you clarified it for me. I thought, wait, in addition to the other Christmas Day games, you said no.
No, it is just the Christmas Day games that are going to be with them, and it's on Netflix. And some people are getting upset. It's the NFL. They'll put the games on, and they know you'll find them. I don't think you'll do that for some other sports. There has been a weird, not a dip in the Cavs, but there's been this weird malaise with watching the Cavs, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily know where to find them all the time, and if they do, then some of the services have not been up to snuff.
The playoffs felt like it was a lot more jumping between channels.
Yes, and I think that some people go, I don't care. And I think they will do the same for baseball. And I don't think that's a Cavs-Guardians problem. We saw with the Rockies situation. We see certainly with the Tigers situation. That's a problem throughout Major League Baseball and throughout the NBA. But when it comes to the NFL, I mean, I think they'll put them on Old Spice Channel, and somehow you will watch through the squiggly lines and you will watch NFL football. You will find a way. You'd watch the other things through the squiggly lines too when we were young, but either way.
The last few years, as the NFL has tried to take over, and they've done it successfully in a short amount of time, take over Christmas Day out of the NBA's, hands and put it in the NFL's. Where have the games been available? Has it been ESPN or was it ABC?
Year it was NBC and Peacock, I believe.
I mean,
it was NFL Network for a while. Yeah. Well, they've been doing it. The Saints played Christmas Day.
Well, the reason I asked the question.
They haven't done Christmas Day as long.
Yeah, what I was curious about, if it was on cable, if it was available on cable, how many cable subscribers there are in the country compared to how many Netflix subscribers? Right now, there's more. Looks like it's pretty close. Netflix, if you add Canada, has 85 to 90 million subscribers. And cable overall looks like there are 72 million in the country. So, and I don't have Canada there, but it's pretty close.
But when you saw the
number. So is there any difference here? Is there any difference at all for the average fan?
But what Netflix is apparently just finding out is something that I think Peacock knows, and I can't believe, Paramount Plus has to know because it's owned by CBS, or the parent company of CBS owns it. Something that Fox is going to have to know at some point here. where it's just such a huge football in general, it's such a huge entree for everything else. Like, I brought up the ratings before about the most watched. We did this about something else like 3 weeks ago, and I brought up a non-sporting event that was at number 41, and Nick Kovach texted me, and he goes, hey, you know that aired right after the Super Bowl. That's why that number was so high on that one show. And I went, of course, I didn't even realize that. So football is such an entree where, like, basketball, they'll go find it. And I think that it helps. Baseball, they'll go find it a little bit, and it helps a little bit. But when you had a 71% retention rate 7 weeks after the Super Bowl, where people, or excuse me, 7 weeks after the playoff game between the Chiefs and Dolphins, where 71% of new users who bought that, who signed on for Peacock for that playoff game were still there, that's a huge number. And what that does is that help pays for your other programming and gets them to other places. Because they will put there on the NBC website, on Pro Football Talk, hey, by the way, we're the exclusive home of Oppenheimer. You can't see it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. At that time when that article came out, we're the exclusive home of Oppenheimer for free. So by the way, so that's what people are seeing. So it's like, hey, I'm still going to be able to see this after the playoff game.
I'm just saying, if we have a similar amount of people that subscribe to cable that subscribe to Netflix, is this even a story? Like, this is how people watch their programming now. It's Netflix.
I think people
it'd almost
just
be a bigger story if it wasn't
Netflix
streaming.
Netflix was like the first big streamer, right? Now there's
a bunch of
50 options on streaming things.
But
they've been doing more live events.
Yes.
They did it. The Chris Rock was the first one that I remember, but there have been plenty after that. Obviously, the roast Tom Brady.
I think it's a curiosity of what's not going to work for the NFL because everything works. Like, you brought up the college football playoff, and I think the NFL looks and goes, all right, you guys are going to make a business decision. We're going to make a business decision too. You guys want a part of that market? We're going to take a part of that market because I want to put, and we're going to use the term here, I want to put the networks in conflict. How much more money can we get from some of these networks that's going to cost you money to make sure that you are under our thumb as you expand your playoff platform while we have our platform here, the best of the best in the world that has the biggest following here in the United States? Like, that's my whole thing of what I think the NFL does. They're just going to continue to take money because $120 million more from Amazon Prime is $120 million more to the owners, and part of that goes to the players as well.
Yeah, but I guess I just would ask the room and would want to know from our listeners, Netflix taking over the Christmas Day game, is that going to impact your consumption of that football game at all?
Not at all.
And the answer's
not a chance. Not a chance.
I don't think. I think the answer is no. I think everybody has Netflix. So.
Yep. And if they ever do it on Thanksgiving, I don't think there's any chance in hell that it ain't going to do it either. So, do you think Donovan Mitchell's going to stay?
I would probably lean towards.
Come on and give me a definitive answer.
No, I told you my definitive answer is he's going to sign a short term extension.
But I'd also
a short term extension. I mean, no matter what he signs, he's still putting the pressure on you to be year to year. It's not like if he signed the full, what is it? What are the terms that Shams has in the article?
$209 million.
Yeah, if he signs the full boat.
Which if he waited till next year, it'd be like $269 or something like that, I think it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that should mean to fans, yes, we've got him for another 4 to 5 years. No, I think it just means it's another year, and then we're going to go through this every offseason. Because anytime the superstar wants to force the trade, especially if they're another year past and he doesn't have championship hopes, I mean, how many more years do you want Donovan Mitchell, or do you think he thinks he can go without?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting to the NBA Finals. I mean, it changes his legacy. These guys, eventually, even Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard had told everybody, I'm fine. I like it in Portland. I love it in Portland. It's where my family is. He did it until we got to like a decade. And he's like, all right, at some point I have to win. At some point I have to try to have bigger opportunities to try to win big.
And I do think, though, that when it came to Dame Lillard, I think that there were opportunities that he had that he probably passed up to try to do it in Portland. And his ego probably played in. That's fine, by the way. Ego is a strong word, but that plays into it because he wants to be a number one and he wanted to prove that he could be that guy until, honestly, it was too late. And then some of the suitors weren't some of the suitors that he thought it was. But if you're Donovan Mitchell right now, you look at what some of the suitors are. Brooklyn, is that a place you want to go? I know you want to be in New York. Do you want to play for the Nets? Because I can understand him wanting to play for the Knicks. He grew up a Knicks fan. I know his dad is, I believe, what, a member of the front office or either a high-level scout with the Mets.
Yes.
And has been so for a very long time.
With the Mets.
But, and I know, like, hey, Mets, Jets, Nets, the whole thing. There's a difference, though. So do you want to play with Brooklyn or do you want to play with the Knicks? Because right now, it seems that there's no room at the end there. I don't know if I'd make that trade if I were the Knicks.
Do you want
to go out in L.A.?
Well, yeah. And
do you want to go further away from home?
Does he want to stay here? After reading that story that came out yesterday in The Athletic, and again, we got Jason Lloyd coming up 50 minutes from now, 9 o'clock. Do you think that seems like a toxic environment?
Which one?
The one that was portrayed in that story.
I think that's an environment that could very easily be fixed here over the next couple of months.
So you think it is toxic now, but could be fixed?
How can I read that it's not toxic when you got guys blaming Jared Allen for not taking the shot? Which, by the way, guys, we all saw Varsity Blues. Y'all agreed with John Moxon. I don't want to hear it. But
well, I've been told to avoid the jab at all costs. So.
You are a Chiefs fan. 216-474-0092. Dennis in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, listen, I got to take on Donovan Mitchell signing. I'm not sure if you saw at the end of the Orlando series, as the game was over.
Dennis?
As the call was
is over. Gone. I am sorry to hear that. Jeremy in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on the Free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Guys, I woke up this morning thinking about this call. I usually call in with a little bit of negativity, but I want to tell you that I think you guys have done awesome this year with a complicated Cavs season.
Thank you.
And I've loved listening to you. I think Mitchell needs to go, and I think J.B. Bickerstaff needs to go. I think we need to replace Bickerstaff with Phil Handy, and we need to replace Donovan Mitchell with Joe Flacco.
Okay, well, indeed, thank you very much for the call. Damon in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Hi.
I think I called in right after we beat Boston and declared that the series was over. This was before I seen all the injuries. I thought we had a real good chance. If I'm making any changes right now, I like JB, but his coaching style, there's no pass and there's no movement on offense, so I think that has to be changed, even though I see the growth in him, especially this year. Whether Donovan Mitchell stays here or leaves, we have to take cue from some of the other teams. We played Boston last night. Brown and Tatum have been there since like 2017, 2018. We just got our players in. They're young. We got to develop them. We need a coach that can develop Imani Bates. If I'm getting rid of anybody on the roster, I'm trying to look at getting rid of Isaac Okor because for Kobe Altman, I really was questioning him as a GM. But I had to go back and look with the Darius Garland and the Mobley drafts. He actually hit it off the park on those two drafts. The only one he missed on out of our top 3-5 picks that we had got was Isaac Okor. So I'm looking to probably get him out of here because he don't really have the size or the shooting.
Wait, would you trade Darius Garland? Would you trade for Darius Garland right now?
Would I trade for him if I was another team?
Yeah.
I would. Based on his youth and what I've seen him be able to
I think they would. Okay. Yeah, I still think
well,
there would
because,
be teams.
Because when you're saying – Damon, the only reason I ask, I don't want you to contradict yourself. Because if you're saying that he's good, but then everybody's going, you got to trade him. Okay, well, would you trade for his $200 million contract? Because we can't just sit, if we're going to do trade radio, which we're about to do here over the next couple of months, Damon, I can't just trade my trash for somebody else, what I perceive as my quote-unquote trash, for somebody else's treasure. He has to be a good young player. I have to believe that he's a good young player to be able to move
Look, I don't think anybody's going to trade for Darius Garland thinking he could be the best player on a championship team. I absolutely believe that with his skill set, and there might be some other shops, some other buildings that think that they could help develop him.
You think playoff aspiration teams or finals aspiration teams?
I could see San Antonio saying, man, that Darius Garland playing with Wemby. Wemby could cover up for his defensive
issues.
You'd
have more time.
And being able to throw the lob, the two-man game, the pick and roll.
Okay.
I think there's definitely a market for Garland. I mean, his skill set. I think there would be too.
Damon, I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call because we've got to get Mary Kay. I'll just say this real quick. I do think there would be too. But I got to, when people call in and they go, Darius is trash. He's terrible. We can't have this guy around anymore. And he sucks so bad. He's got a $200 million contract. And that's part of the reason they hammer Kobe for it. And I'm going, whoa, hold on. Now, again, I'm not the biggest Kobe fan either. But if you're telling me how bad he is, how are you going to trade him? Because I can't just trade my bad player for somebody else's really good player because I have to have some sort of an argument there. Who am I bringing in? Am I bringing in a wing to help out Donovan? Okay, that's great because I have to have an argument to say Darius is going to be able to reset himself, blossom with Victor Wembanyama, and you guys can have what you want too down in San Antonio. Coming up next, Mary Kay Cabot. Where does this schedule lay with her? And a big trip to Vegas. Coming up as well for everybody, Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, Mary Kay Cabot coming up next with Jason Lloyd, one of the authors of this piece about the entire Cavs season of The Athletic. He joins us at 9 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.